This next question will be asked by Greg Hilburn, and it will be directed to Mr. Mayo.
Mayor, in 2013, Congress failed to extend several tax exemptions, most of which expired in January for the 2014 tax year. Some of those include personal deductions for mortgage interest, some business exemptions, some higher education deductions, and others. Next year, you're likely to have the opportunity to address these or to extend them. What's your position on extending these tax exemptions and why?
Well, you know, I don't have any issues with extending tax exemptions after I've been able to look at what they're for. You just mentioned some of them. As long as we're not extending tax exemptions for multimillionaires like my opponent here and some others, as long as we're addressing some things that need to be addressed as relates to tax exemption, well, then I'm okay with that. But the prudent thing to do is to make sure that you see exactly what those tax exemptions are before you make a decision. That is the prudent thing to do for any administrator, is the prudent thing to do for any legislator, which I would be when elected as the next U.S. Congressman for the 5th District.
Mr. Abram?
Well, I appreciate my opponent giving me a higher income bracket than I actually am in, but I'll assure you.
You're welcome.
We've got to get real about these tax code. It's overcomplicated and it's outdated and it's leaking billions in unnecessary tax exemptions. Republican leadership have identified tax reform as an area where America can become great again. With a Republican Senate, a Republican Congress, we can actually now start moving some bills forward. Last week, Harry Reid had 362 bills on his desk that he had let come through, and one of those dealt with the tax exemption and the tax reform. So we've got to move these bills forward and do business for this country.